hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Happy Easter, happy Passover. Glad you could take a little time to be with us, and be delighted to talk to you. 866-444-3478. I'm supposed to do a plug for Young Vitality, the stem cell therapy treatment that I've had, but our first caller this hour wants to talk about that, so we'll just use that as the way to go. Is it Mignon?
Mignon,
sorry. What can I do for you? What's going on in Denton, Texas?
I need to get the phone number for your guy who fixed your knee, because I have a friend who needs that to see if she's capable of doing that or not capable.
Needs a knee fix, huh? Well,
he does.
It's pretty neat. It doesn't work 100% of the time, you know, just like anything else, I guess. But with me, I had a torn meniscus. Is that what she has, or is it something else?
No, that's part of what she has. And
okay.
They're talking surgery, and I said, oh, you got Howard's raving about this place, so you got to at least go do their free
sure.
first visit.
Absolutely, I'd do that too.
Let me give you the number,
and we'll talk about it a little bit. It's 800-705-6006.
Okay.
800-705-6006. What you do with that number is you set up an appointment just to go talk about it, talk about what
right.
the injury is, what the problem is, the chronic pain, whatever. And they'll tell you if they think it'll work or not, what it's going to cost, how it's involved and all that. The difference with this treatment and others that you see, and I keep an eye on them, they catch my eye when they run full page ads in the paper and do various kinds of marketing and all. Most of the others, in fact all of the others I've seen, are different than the kind of stem cell treatment this is. Most of the others are one fat cells, your own fat cells. They it's a little bitty surgical procedure. They take some fat cells out and they put them in a way to make them try to grow into more cells. The problem
right.
with that is you're using old stem cells, you know, from your age, and you're using contamination that's in the fat, and you're also, it's impossible to count the stem cells and see what kind of population and how powerful it is you're going. The other way is placentas, and it's a contaminated situation, too, and there's some other ways to go as well. This Young Vitality Regenerative Medicine uses umbilical cords from babies that have been born and are healthy, and the living tissue of the umbilical cords obviously is the youngest stem cell you can get, and they can count them. They know exactly what you're getting. And there's no contamination or anything associated like there is with the others.
I told her it had worked for you beautifully, and it was certainly worth going to find out about.
Yeah, my knee started hurting, and I've got it for years. I didn't even have a regular doctor, and I talked to my doctor about doing the stem cells, and he was like, oh, I've talked to people, and uh-huh. most of them say it didn't work. And he said, you definitely have a torn meniscus. He said, swollen up. You've got a fever there and, you know, the whole deal. And I was actually having to wear a brace and having a hard time walking.
That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm.
And when I went in and did it, it was within 2 days that the pain was gone. I could still feel it there, but the bad pain was gone. And now today it's just not there at all. And I work in the garden and everything, play golf, walk, and all that. So it's they treated both my knees. That may be something that they'll say. They tell you that if you've got a torn knee in one ankle, one knee, one hip, or whatever, they'll treat both because you're just it's just a matter of time until the other one has the same problem. So let me know what she thinks. Give it a shot.
Well, I told her you are a traveling advertisement for them, and I have one other question that involves a spirea.
Sure.
If, when it's finished blooming, I prune it at all, will it get back that graceful look that they have?
Fountain looking of growth. Uh-huh. That's a good question. It won't be as pretty as it is in the total natural form.
If I prune it, it will change it.
It'll change it. It'll come back to, especially if you cut it back all the way around, it's going to grow back out and have that nice soft appearance, but it never will be as soft and natural and pretty as it was in the beginning.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, either the wind or the big turtle I had up there for a while, it's got kind of a dip in it that spoils the overall look of a bridal wreath, you know.
Now, prune it as soon as it gets through blooming. Prune it right away, and it'll probably be fine by next season.
Okay. I appreciate both items.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Somebody called and told David that they sure wish that I'd finish my story about the dry molasses. So let's do that. I'm bad about that, forgetting to do something that I started. But I started talking about the fact that I did an experiment for 2 years using nothing but dry molasses as a fertilizer. Had good results. And then went back to using blended fertilizers. And then last year, toward the end of last year and this year, I've been fertilizing on a more regular basis than I used to do. I used to do about maybe once a year. This in second part of last year and this year, I'm fertilizing a little bit more often, kind of like the basic organic program recommends to people who are kind of just getting started. And lo and behold, something jumped out at me, and that was, my landscaping looks better than ever by a lot. It really is getting so heavy, I'm almost at the point of needing to think about and try to talk my wife into taking out some stuff and trimming some things back a little bit more, aggressively. On the other hand, it just looks gorgeous. There's a feel to it now that you can just feel that everything looks so good. Now, part of it was the rain. We've got a lot of rain. Got great soil moisture back in there, and I think that combined with the dry fertilizer using a blend, I'm using a blend fertilizer that has the mycorrhizae and the beneficial bacteria mixed in. It's a good natured product that we're using, and of course the Garrett Juice spray is what we're using. The Garrett Juice Pro is the spray that's being used, and it's pretty incredible how good everything looks. And what it hit me kind of upside the head, because I thought all of a sudden, well, when I was using nothing but dry molasses, it looked good, but it didn't look this good. It didn't look nearly this good. And I didn't notice it until I was offered the objective difference in the way the visually it looks. And more than visual, it's just there's a feel to it. The plants seem to stay healthy and not wilt as fast. You can just tell that the soil, the roots, the plants, and everything are doing better. And they were doing good before, don't get me wrong, but it's just everything is much better now. So, moral of the story, I would not use dry molasses as your only fertilizer. I sure use it still. If you have fire ants, get rid of them. Part of your bed preparation, if you're going to do the sick tree treatment, it's extremely important to go into that amendment treatment along with the cornmeal and be part of everything that I recommend. The only thing I'm saying that you might not want to do is to use it as the sole organic fertilizer. That's all I'm saying. All the other uses still right in there. And I have to be careful talking about this, because there are some weird people out there that should be theoretically smart people that are on a bandwagon. One's a lady PhD at some university, and we've got some local people here, and we've got other people that follow those people saying that dry molasses is a negative thing and should never be used, and it's junk and should be thrown away. There's a guy that's in the organic products business in Arizona, New Mexico, who has his own fertilizers and amendments and everything, and he's a super big badmouther of molasses as well. It's a great product for certain uses, but it's not, moral of the story, not for 100% of your fertilizer application. Peggy in Dallas. Well, Peggy, I tell you what, can you hold on with me through this next break and we won't be rushed?
I sure can.
Talk about crepe myrtles with you when we come back, okay?
Thank you.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. We had somebody guess on the mystery photo that it was a photinia. That's not right, so it's still open. I'll be back after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time.
Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and hopefully Peggy is still with us. You there, Peggy?
I am.
What can I do for you on this Easter Sunday?
Well, I have sort of a crepe myrtle question and sort of not a crepe myrtle question.
Okay.
I have a side yard, live in Dallas, and a street of duplexes, so the houses are fairly close together, and my side yard is about 8 feet. Two-story, pretty tall two-story house, and then the next-door neighbor's driveway. And I recently had to take down a really old bollard because it was leaning so heavily over the neighbor's driveway.
Okay.
And it's left my west side of my house really exposed to that hot sun late in the day. And I've been thinking, what could be narrow enough but also reach up to that second-story window? And I'm wondering about crepe myrtles.
Well, some crepe myrtle varieties do grow very tall, but they're pretty slow to do that. You know, you can look at the different ones and the different height recommendations and consider that. You say we've only got about 8 feet in that area?
On my side, and then on their side, there's a full driveway. So if I plant close to the fence, you know, it's got more width, but there's not, maybe it's 10, it's like 8 to 10 between my house
and my fence. To spread out. Well, getting the varieties that grow really tall, and there's several that do, would be one possibility. And, the crepe myrtles are pretty tough and durable. There's another tree that would really do well in that situation, but unfortunately it's kind of hard to find. You're going to have to call around and kind of luck into finding one. The Bradford pear, which I do not recommend, you know, they're just not a very good quality tree for long life. The mother plant that the Bradford pear was bred from is a good tree. It's called calorie pear. And
never heard of it.
Yeah, it's the rootstock that they use for a lot of fruit trees and things. It's tough as nails.
How do you spell calorie?
It's calorie, C-A-L-L-E-R-Y, calorie pear. I've got it in all my plant books. I've been recommending it for 50 years nearly, and it's just not very easy to find on the market. If you do a web search, you might be able to find somebody that's selling small ones, talking to them. They may know somebody that has some big ones where maybe the top of a Bradford pear died and the calorie grew, or they actually intentionally grew them. The difference is that the calorie pear tends to have not that multiple narrow branching, but one major stem and the branching coming out more perpendicular and just has a prettier and more durable long-term form. So,
right.
And it lasts a long time. There is one negative besides being hard to find. It's well armed. It has thorns.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the side of the yard. It kind of would be okay.
Yeah.
It wouldn't hurt. Yeah.
It'd just be worth you looking into. It may be frustrating in that you can't find them, but you can find out pretty quickly by just calling around and talking to them. But you can look in any of my plant books, including the first one I ever did, Plants of the Metroplex, and it's in all my plant books. I love it. It has beautiful red fall color. It has the white flowers in more clusters on the tree than just completely across. So it's a pretty plant.
Any other trees that would be narrow enough?
Well,
blooming?
One that I was just trying to think, you know, without going to the really narrow things like Italian cypress, and they have some built-in problems anyway. Some of the oaks are fairly upright, but the one that I would consider, there's two that I'd consider to be the most upright, they eventually get really big. So if you could take that, you could use Mexican white oak, which is also sold as Monterey oak, and the one called loquat leaf oak, which is harder to find again. It's a fantastic tree that does beautifully in our soils here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
And you don't think it would bother the foundation of the house or anything?
No, I think all of the trees that we're talking about would have the same impact, and it's something I don't worry about much at all. I consider the beam on a house to be as good a root barrier as you can find. You know, unless it's cracked or you have a leak under the house or something like that, the roots are just not a problem. You know, there's millions and millions of trees planted close to buildings that are never a problem. I tell you one more to look at. Then I've got three of these. I've got two at the office, and I've got one at a rent house that Logan used to own that is sold now, but I'm still keeping my eye on this plant. And I bought them from all the same place, and what they are flowering peach trees. They're not fruiting trees. They're ornamental flowering peach, and they're really upright growing. I was surprised. You might have to look at the details when you're buying the tree. Some of them may spread more than others, but these were sold to me as nothing but flowering
peach trees.
They're pure white. They're gorgeous in the spring, mine are just now fading away. But there was one really interesting thing, which is a good thing for you. We planted them in three different situations, and the situation where I had prepared the soil the best with the organic techniques, that tree is growing three times the size of the other two.
Huh.
So it's kind of like the ginkgo. It really responds well to the organic soils. So
great.
Give one of those a try. Let me know how you
Okay. Are. Hey, thanks. These are all great ideas. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Peggy.
Bye.
Have a good one. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, just checking the emails that have come in. We've had a couple of people send an email guess about the mystery photograph. And they're not right, but interesting guesses. One was wax myrtle, the other Indian hawthorn, so you can take those off the list. We do not have a winner yet. If you want to make a stab at it, just go to DirtDoctor.com and click the little button under the picture at the top of the page. The button on the far right will take you immediately over to the mystery photograph if you're the first to identify. It's harder, being harder than I thought this morning. You win one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course, which is for gardening and landscaping. It's for homeowners as well as people in the business. If those of you are out there just want to take the course, you can click on the information right there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. And if you have employees, multiple people taking it can get a little discounts. On the price. Also, people that are nonprofits can as well. Let's see. I need to get back to the phones. Let me see who's next. Doris in Louisville next up. Hello, Doris.
Good morning, Howard. What a wonderful Easter.
Well, it's nice out there, nice and warm. It's overcast, but it looks like a nice day.
It is. Howard, I have a couple of questions for you. One, the quick one, I think, is I had bought my son a lemon tree. It's a Myers lemon.
Okay.
It has one branch that is growing up much taller than the others, and it's also kind of weak, and it leans over, the branch does. And I was wondering, should I cut that back to help it not be that weight?
I probably would. It would look better, and that may be a sport that's not going to be a productive limb anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, just take it back, and just like any pruning cut, no flush cuts, but cut it back. You're leaving the branch collar of the, you know, at the stem that it's growing from, or the other limb that it's growing from. I think it'll look better and probably be better for the plant as well.
Okay, Doc. Now, the other question is, we are just now moving back to Louisville, and our lawn that we had, a beautiful lawn at one time, was not taken care of by the people that lived here while we was gone. So we have weeds. Our St. Augustine is gone, everything here like that. We have no grass hardly at all. Well, last night we put beneficial nematodes down in the back because we have four Yorkshire Terriers, and I sure don't want fleas on them.
Right.
And then I'm thinking there's a lot of other things those will be good for as well.
Sure, they will.
It did say to wait and do them at dusk. We followed the directions very well. But it was dark before we actually got finished, or my husband, before he got finished. Tell me what I need to do next to get this soil in better shape.
Well, on the turf area, the main thing I'd recommend is just mowing it and mulching the clippings into the ground. A lot of people think that when they've got a weedy turf out of control and everything, that they need to catch the clippings and get rid of them. But I recommend just the opposite. I recommend mulching everything, leaving it right on the ground.
What about the dried oak leaves? There's a lot of those.
Mulch them right into the turf. That's a great source of organic matter and all that. And then if you haven't already, and it sounds like you haven't, do a nice strong application of an organic fertilizer at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. I would also put some lava sand out, at least lava sand. You might want to do the other amendments that are part of the sick tree treatment as well, you know, azomite, cornmeal, dry molasses, the whole nine yards. If you use a fertilizer that already has molasses in it, you can skip that part.
Okay.
But just a good, strong, organic fertilization, leave the clippings on the ground, and the turf will have the benefit and be strong and come out and crowd out most of the weeds and what few weeds you have. Weeds are green if you mow on a regular basis. They really don't show up and shouldn't be as big a worry as a lot of people make them out to be.
What would you recommend as a good fertilizer with molasses in it?
Well, there's a bunch of good ones on the market. The Good Natured is terrific. The Maestro Grow is good. The Espoma products, they have several good products, and some of them have the molasses in the mix. The Green Sense is a good product. The Medina Growing Green is a great product. We're lucky here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that we've got a lot of good choices.
Do you know what a good reputable nursery near Louisville or in Louisville would be?
I don't on the tip of my tongue, but if you go to dirtdoctor.com, there's a business directory in there, and we list all the people that we know that carry at least some organic products. And so it'll do it by a town. You can type in Louisville, and they'll bring up some. Just give them a call and ask them what organic choices they have on the phone before you start running around all over the place.
Yeah, I had seen it, Howard, and I had forgotten about it. There's so many good sites on your website, places to go.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's pretty deep with information, but that's one of the things that's a pretty helpful piece of the puzzle. Okay, Doris, so good luck.
Leave the clippings and the leaves. Just mow them in.
Just mulch them in. Even if you don't have a mulching mower, just leave the clippings right where they fall.
I was going to use my oak leaves, or at least some of them, I guess, to start my compost.
That's fine, too. That's fine. But for the most part, since you're trying to get that turf back in good shape, leave as much of the stuff there as you can. Put the excess in the compost pile.
We can cover that. And thank you so much, and have a wonderful Easter.
You too, Doris.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Wiley, Texas, and talk to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Howard. Yeah, I've got a question about tomato plants. Talking to somebody that thinks they're a tomato plant expert, and they told me that you need two of the same kind of tomato plants for them to pollinate correctly. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay, didn't think it was.
It's not correct. You can plant one tomato and you'll be fine. They don't need that at all.
Okay, I got another question too.
Okay.
Putting down hydrogen peroxide, is that going to have any negative effects on nematodes?
If hydrogen peroxide right out of the bottle from the grocery store, the 3% stuff, hit a nematode directly, it'd probably kill them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, put down nematodes about 3 weeks ago.
What do you need the hydrogen peroxide to do?
Just aerating around the trees.
Okay. If you mix it with water and spray it out in that 50-50 mixture that I recommend, nematodes are going to be protected by the soil. You know, there's a buffering that goes on there. And the hydrogen peroxide, as it hits the soil surface, it's going to do a little bit of damage to the bacteria that are right up there on top, but then immediately start the softening and the fluffy making, the flocculation of the soil. And it's not going to hurt the nematodes at all in that situation. The only way it would hurt them is if you poured strong hydrogen peroxide right on the nematodes, you know, just directly. They're completely surrounded by it, and it probably would kill them.
All right. Thanks very much. Happy Easter, Howard.
Same to you. Appreciate the call. Telephone number is 866-444. We're about to run out of time. I'm almost reluctant to give it, but 866-444-3478. Let me see what I did not get caught up on. Well, a couple of things. I don't know if we are going to get a winner today or not on the photograph. I will probably not say what it is at the end of the show, and if anybody wants to email us with an answer, we will still give the prize out of the class and the bottle of liquid Espoma fertilizer, and we'll do another one for next week. So if you miss out on this one, we'll have a completely new plant or an insect or something strange to identify for you next week. In the meantime, I want to kind of go over the ways you can get more information. We've had people actually identify themselves as new listeners today, more than one, and really greatly appreciate that. And it's probably a good thing for me to tell you about all the ways of getting more information on this natural organic approach that we have for people. Besides the show, and the show's every Sunday morning from 8 to 11, we broadcast out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In fact, the station here with Salem is near the big airport. But we're on about 250 markets or so across the United States. So a lot of people can find us on regular radio stations and also on the cable audio things that play on your TV and all that. We're on a bunch of those things. The other way to hear the show is online, dirtdoctor.com. We actually stream all 3 hours live on dirtdoctor.com, so you can listen to it there. You can also go to the podcasts that are put up, and they're usually put up within a couple of days of doing the show, and you can listen to them whenever you want to do that. And then the last way is we have an app. The Dirt Doctor app is playing the shows 24/7. Not only my shows, but Marty Whittakin's show. And Marty's into the more of the health, human health side of things. And I started talking about it last week, but we're doing a show together, a one-day, you know, event this coming fall. And it's already up for you under appearances on our website. Just go to the website and click on appearances, and it tells you where I'm speaking at the Mother Earth fairs next and that event in the fall. And people that are interested in having a booth and advertising, that's great. We're going to have some speakers, not a huge number of speakers, but we're going to have some presentations running throughout the show. But it's going to be a very extensive review in all ways, human health, animals, plants, landscaping, pest control. I'm going to be doing my natural organic pest control seminar, as well as my fabulous trees of the world. I'm going to be doing it in a little different way than I've done before. Some of Marty's guests and doctors that you've heard visit on the show here that have books and have great advice are going to be there. So that's coming up. And there's some other things to where you can get information. Facebook, YouTube, the library on dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free. Just go to the web page and sign up for free and get on board. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body. helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
News. I just got a text from my wife showing my dog Nellie up in the tree again. She has figured out how to get around the barrier of plastic that I put on the tree. Oh, brother. She's something. Deal with that when I get home. In the meantime, let's talk to John. Yes, in Keller. Hi, John.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for squeezing me in right at the end of the show.
You've
had a couple questions about propagation today, and I have an issue with that or a question. I planted a rose in my back flower bed last year. It's a little Julia Child rose, and it's really taken off. It's doing real well. Looks good this spring, but it's got a shoot coming up from the bottom that looks like it could just be a nice, completely different plant if I clipped it off and propagated it. But I want to try that, but I want to know what the right way to do it is.
Well, I'm just going back in the back of my feeble brain here trying to remember if the Julia Childs is a known root rose or not, and I'm not positive about that. It's the real pretty yellow flower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great rose. I like it a lot. And it may be on its own roots. I'll have to look that up. You can make whatever it is that's coming from the ground there, you can propagate it and find out what it is. Rose is probably one of the easiest plants to propagate. You can do it as simply as cutting off an 8 to 10 inch piece of tissue after it's hardened off just a little bit. You know, when it's still so fresh in the spring that is still real soft and flexible, that's too early. You need to let it harden off just a little bit, and get good and firm, and then make the cutting. And you can literally do as simple a thing as stick it in the ground and put, some people will put it in the ground at an angle and put a rock over the base to keep the moisture in there, and a rose will root that way. It'll root much better, obviously, if you put it in a more of a greenhouse situation in a potting soil or vermiculite and keep it misted. You'll get 100% success that way. But the roses are very easy to propagate that way. What you get, there's no way to know without just trying it and see what comes out.
Okay. All right. So I'll let that harden off a little bit, and then I'll just clip it and take it out front and put it in the bed out there.
Yeah, if you want the Julia Childs for sure, you may be okay this way, but for sure, just take some of the terminal growth, you know, where it's forming the flowers, and it definitely will be exactly the same plant that way. If it's coming from the base, there is a possibility that it's the rootstock and not the same plant.
Huh, okay. Yeah, could be a fun experiment. I might just try that, see what I get.
Yeah.
Another real quick question. I want to plant more things from seed this year.
Okay.
So, and I've already planted seed, but they're not going to germinate till the soil temperature goes up, correct?
What kind of seed are you talking about?
Just some different, well, actually one tomato and then some climbing, some vines.
Tomatoes,
they want to transplant.
Yeah, tomatoes and peppers and things like that need warmish soil, but it's almost that, you know, to that time now. Other annuals and perennials, you know, normally need some good soil. You can start them in a greenhouse or by a window and get them going and then move them outside. But we're at the point now where the soil and the air temperatures are just about up there high enough to go ahead and start things directly in the soil. Don't use any corn gluten meal around those kind of plants,
right?
Because it will definitely, might not kill them all, but it'll definitely keep the production, the germination repressed.
But I'm not doing any harm if they have to sit there for another week or two before it warms up by planting this early.
The only thing that can happen, that's a good question. The only thing that can happen there is it gives the predators, little insects and creepy crawlies that eat seed, a chance to find them and eat them, longer they have to sit around like that. They'll even do that with grass seed. We'll put out buffalo grass seed, you know, sometimes real early because of timing or whatever, but even buffalo grass seed in general can sometimes get eaten by the birds and insects and other things if you put them out too far in advance of when germination's going to occur.
All right. And what are your thoughts on heirloom tomatoes? I want to try growing more of those. I've already planted seed of one, and I've gotten some seed catalogs for a lot of heirloom tomatoes.
I think they're great. They do well under the organic program, probably a lot better than they do under the, you know, high nitrogen synthetic stuff. Try Cherokee Purple. It's one of my favorites.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, that's one that does real well, especially under the organic program. And also another one that's an open pollinated heirloom seed that I really encourage people to try because it's just so foolproof, and it's called Wild Currant, C-U-R-R-E-N-T, currant, you know, but it'll be sold as currant or wild currant. They'll come yellow or red. They're little bitty marble-shaped tomatoes that you just eat like grapes, and they are terrific, just absolutely delicious.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it a shot. Thanks for your help, Howard.
John, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Bye-bye. And thanks, everybody, for calling. Appreciate it. Everybody was very nice coming out on Easter Sunday to be part of the show. Good questions, good comments, some good tips. If you have a question in the meantime, before I see you next week at the same time, go to dirtdoctor.com. You can see about joining the Organic Club of America. Donate some money or buy some books, $50 to $75. Red button right there on dirtdoctor.com and get a free membership and also seed from my garden and from my friend Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio. Go organic and enjoy those healthy gardens.